Mishnah last time we did a medrash here.
Yeah.
It's a salachti b'seichem, Moshe lo shabal kamer, v'yarisim mitam al funav, v'amach mat b'mishnah, v'yarini ki yitzibach. Kach ha-kodesh brochu z'taym en ha-tzadikim, and tzadik mizdazim, and so on and so forth. I want to be a little bit misamic in it, I guess, to Purim, no, you say, the shayach to Purim, to go back again to revisit the medrash, when it says here that tarisus mitama tamasyari ki yitzibach. Let's understand it a little bit. You know, the difference, what's the mizdazim and the walk around the mizdazim and the yitzibachem. What exactly? It's incredible. And it says also, Rebiru, the mouse is kilosid, she is yaxas at tzaddikim and kodesh baruch hu, kibima shiroi shir ben apulu l'apoyol, v'yim is Hashem is also apoyol nirdo mehem. So, the mouse is explaining something. He's explaining something that it's why it changed and why it didn't change completely and so on. So I want to be misamic in the Maral a little bit and try to understand it. The difference between Ziyazua and Maira is Ziyazua means there's absolutely no metzias for the mizdazea in front of the mizdazea. So the person that casts the type, the level of fear that's called ziazua, means that the other person pushes is as a makom. Let's understand a little bit in the siyachas. When you talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Nivra, so a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Nivra are two inyanim that have no shaykhis one to the other. And there's no mokim for the Nivra as such in the presence of the Bairi. In other words, if we're to ask ourselves, what is a Kodesh Baruch Hu? A Kodesh Baruch Hu is like Halaretz Kvaydei. So is there a market for the Bria? Certainly not. In other words, if I look at the Bria as a Dovah Nivdol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the right approach should be Ziyazua. There's no way something else can exist in the market HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. The one hechetimtza for something to exist is when something is a nivra, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bairei, and b'teiras bairei, in the world of a bairei, there's a makam for a nivra as well. Now is the makam for nivra, the title of bairei is automatically gives makam for the nivra. So, when we're talking about me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as two separate entities, I don't have any place. There's no makom for me there, and that's Ziyazu, that's the Yani Olam V'Choy. There's no metzias of existence, klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once there's a tfisa of a bayir and a nivra, so now I have a makom. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets himself up as a Bairi, then the Nivra is part of that Hagdara of Bairi Nivra. And yes, there's a gap between a Nivra and a Bairi, but the gap is no longer of non-existence existence, it's the Bairi to the Nivra. So let's go back to the Marshal a minute. He gave a Marshal of a king coming into a cave. So when a guy is working, if I walk by and I see a guy working in a field, and I say, what is the erech of this person to the king? The answer is nothing. When the king comes down to the field, it's the pshat that he's presenting himself as the guy that hired the workers. He's presenting himself as the one who is the casting. He is the one who hired boy, when Will comes to his kerem, then he tells the reason matam sarini kiyitzibach. In as much as I am in the kerem, so now you're my oris. And Kofman, I was outside at Nosh Asa the kerem, and mainly you have no makam mitzias. But if I the king, it's like the king's shamish. The Torah is my shamish. You have existence because the king has a shamish. The Torah is the arisoi of my kerem. When I'm the balak kerem and you're the oris that I took, so in that harini ki yisabach means then I've sold myself to the kerem, and now you are an oris of the king. So there's a makom hevdol, there's a makom of havdalah, because behold, this is the king's tzaris, but they're shaykh to each other. So there's a difference that's a darga of yira, but there's always batlos from mitzias, which is a darga of ziyazua. I want to. So those are the two dags. So one is understood as being olam havadik, and one is understood as being lasid lovi. Olam hazadik, and olam hazah. If we're a Kadosh Baruch Hu, wherever the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, we cease to exist. Lasid lovi. If it's alachti b'sechem, vayirisim mitam lefonim, and so on and so forth. So the lasid lovi is alachti b'sechem. Is this pechina where Kadosh Baruch Hu megal himself within the context of his mitzvahs, and the male within this context of mitzvahs, we can coexist together at Kodesh Baruch Hu. By Mamre HaSinai, it says, Vayenu Ha'am, it says that Yotzeh Nishmasam Medabri Eloi, there was a stira. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down from Ol Yoinim, and he came to this world instead of Noichi Avaya Lekecha, so B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias was Mevatel anything else. Maimon Har Sinai was a bittel of every alternate Mitzias. The Parcha Nishmasim in Har Sinai is a bittel of the Mitzias of anything else in the world, and that's all the Chazal that say about the Shor Lepar, this and that. All the Chazal which tell you about how the world ceased to exist are all descriptions of a lack of a mitzvah of anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we have a mitzvah when the king is away and we don't bump into him. But if I happen to bump into the king on the road, then I have no mitzvahs. When there's a pechina of Basi Ligani, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in, that changes. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Megillas Esther doesn't have the Shem Hashem written in it is because it's not, we think of it as the Hester. The answer is, in a certain sense, it's the opposite. It's we are Kadosh Baruch Hu has come into the Kerem, and he no longer he is included in the Kerem. In other words, normally wherever you have Shem Avaya, you have the Shem Hashem separately, different. That stands in its own, and it's not. It doesn't tolerate. Having it, its kedusha is very different than the kedusha of everything else. Masha'enkein in the Megillah, it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within the Kerem himself. So it's true that from the whole Tmuna we the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, but not in a way that everything else is mizdazeah. The Kimu Vekiblu, like Taisa says, that they were, the Yotzei Nishmasim didn't have the ability because of the Kailos of Brokim. What it means is, the Etzim in Matan Torah, it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the Cheshbon of our Metzias, at the Cheshbon of our existence. The Midrash Ein Kein, in the Megillah, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being part of our existence. And both of these are important parts, both are important Hashlamas. The world starts off, in calls man my Yachzus, is me, myself. So then there is no makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry, there's no makom for me in where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The safest of pasuk is that it we become part of it. The inyanim blessed lovoy, which is that Kol Zman the world is Bichil Kuloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no makom to go there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't call this his Nivra. So just like if I have a Talmud that I'm embarrassed from because of his Anhag or whatever it is. So I don't want it to be called my Talmud, just like by Yaakov said Bikolam al Techas Kvaidi, that he wouldn't want that they should call themselves Bnei Yaakov. They're not Bnei Yaakov in this matzav. Bikolam al Techas Kvaidi, so he's not including it. Kolzman, the world of Gilkulay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not walking this carib. This is not my carib. These are not the workers that I want. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as the outside, and in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as the outside, whatever he is, we are not. In other words, it's one at the cheshbon the other. The lesser lover with the world is unai. So the inyan of having this type of mahalach is a mahalach where where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be part of it. And since if the world sees itself as poil yadav, then it has a mitzias together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be together with poil yadav or with Arisoi, so if this is the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world, then we have a makom as Nivroim, because as a Bayer Olam, Nivroim are part and parcel of a Bayer. So when we can't be Mesiachas to it, and we can't stolt suit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's me Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, so then I have no makom. But when I can stolt suit as a Nivra, I have a makom. True that makom is inferior between the Bayer and the Nivra. A Nivra is lower, but the fact that we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Bayer Olam, and on the Nivra, I automatically have a Metzias, including his Metzias. So the Kimin Kiblu of Purim was a sort of, it was the Hechetimtza for Torah to be able to exist amongst us, because it allowed for his halachti b'seichem. It allowed for a metzias of including HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol within the bria. I'm thinking this was a Chazal Rabbi Shimon Tachlafta that it was the Stamelei Moris Purim with Ma'ois. It was Moris Purim together with Ma'ois. That I should be Ben Alam Haba. So he said he had this mice with the most, so this Chalav most poor with the most stalker. Which, the obvious question is the Ma'alias and so on. Was there nothing else, no other attempts of anything good that he did, and so on? So he speaks, he says that. Purim, he says that Moyes Purim is called a Gashmias. The fact that there's no Kedushas Hayim on Purim was this Halifas Moyt Stalker. And the Mal says that was a Maisa called a Gashmias. It became a Maisa, and Stalker is called a Ruchni because there's nothing in it for you, and so on. I want to give it, I don't know if it's included as words or the Knech. The Musig that there could be a Mishter. That there could be inyanim gashmiim on a yoyim that doesn't have the Kedushas Hayom is only shared that way. The fact that it was mischalfly that the two mois could get mixed up means that the etzim, they are of the same kind. I mean, there's a klal in Taravis that if one chatichas nikkah, there's no Taravis. So, of course, I mean, on the Pashto level, dollars and dollars are the same. I mean, if a person has $100 in one packet for tzlok and $100 for a suda, they look the same. But I'm talking on that diagram, it's not even that these two mois became this chalif means that the etzim was no, there was no hacker in the mois. In mois purim and mois tzlok had the same connection to it. That means that the mois tzlok, which is kulei kodesh, and the mois purim, which is kulei chol, because it's a pure suda, it doesn't have a din of kedushas yontif, can become this chalif, means that be'etzim, it's one Indian. He's living in the page a little down. He's living in a world where the mois purim is more tzlok to him. It doesn't carry any knach of the soul, because he's working in the melech's kerem. So the dag of purim is it is a gil of lasid lavoi in the sense that it's a place where hashgacha and hashras hashchina kadosh baruch hu is not. He can integrate itself into the world in a way that is not contradictory to the world. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Harenes Kredecha, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him Ani Adam B'Choy and so on, the Seder Parshis, it's coming together off the eagle. In other words, there could have been Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't asking Stam. There is a dagger of Shlemus where Loyani Adam B'Choy, but it says but Lasid Lavoi, but it says after Misa you can't see it. What it means is that there's no inherent contradiction between the two. It's not only a question of the inability to grasp the Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu. We talk Le'anan V'Choy means, or else you should say ki Le'irani Adam. Le'anan V'Choy means, if you will have a tfisa shleima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your own tfisa will be gone. The Moshe Ma'adam Adayma. Imagine, I think something a little bit sharp removed, but still the same idea. Imagine I have a job in a factory, in an office. I'm the accountant. I come in and I do the books. I work fairly conscientiously and so on and so forth. One day I discover that Be'etzim, this whole job, is a setup. I my work takes of kaparis. That my boss has a different accountant that gets all a copy of all the books and he does accounting work. And he does it to me as a taiva because I'm a nephew of his, I'm a favorite of his, I'm a rachmanis, I'm a tzedakah, whatever it is. I will never be able to work again. I'm not in that place. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to produce anything. Because if the minute I recognize that I don't exist, then I have no makom. I have no metzius. So the only hechetimtza a person can have a metzius is if he doesn't, that when he dehares himself, he dehares the rotzon habayrei of a nivra. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be buried in a nivra, so in as much as I'm a nivra, meaning kol kuloi, I'm an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a yishlucha kiyodai, then the kshukai, so then I have a metzias. So kol zman, Moshe Rabbeinu asked for certain shleimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him something that was true within the context of a that metzias within the context of post chet ha'igel. It's no longer possible. Moshe Rabbeinu, this was a natural hemshech to him to see it, to see totally. And Kadosh Baruch Hu told him it's not possible in this world the way it is now. The Mashmos, it says that after Misa, yes, this Chazal over here, that we won't be Mizdazeya, there'll still be Rimoyim, but there won't be Zazua, means that we can be part of it. And the Purim, which is the Gemara of Kisra Kodesh, it, in a certain sense, it's the Gemara of Manteri, Gemara of Kisra Kodesh, it's sort of, what would the Loss of Lover look like? The Zlava would look like a place where reading a Megillah without Shem Hashem also is all Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is included in Achashverosh, in Haman, in Mordechai, in Esther, all of it is Shem Hashem. I don't see it as something distinct and apart. And the Mele, it's somewhat of a kiyum. It's possible where a Metzius of something that's more Tzedakah and more Purim should not at all be distinct, but it should be Keilu. There's no hecker between the two. In the tarevus of the two, it all looks like Mos Staka. Any questions that I hear?
That's good.
Yeah.